Now that Saddam Hussein is in U.S. custody, many people want to see him put on trial for crimes against the Iraqi people. The former dictator and his top Ba'ath Party officials could be tried for genocide and other crimes. One member of Iraq's governing council says that trials could start in the next few weeks. Another predicts 4 to 6 months. This is just one of the uncertainties surrounding any trial. Still to be determined, who will try Saddam Hussein, and what sort of court will he have to face? NPR's Christopher Joyce has been following the human rights story in Iraq since before the war. He joins us now from Washington. Chris, remind us exactly what is Saddam Hussein accused of doing?
Well, there are basically three human rights crimes here that he could be tried for. Starting with the first and foremost, genocide. Under international law, that's the attempted eradication or eradication in whole or in part of an ethnic, racial, religious, or national group. The Anfal campaign of 1988 would probably qualify. This was a campaign led by the Ba'ath Party to eliminate the Kurds in the north, infamously using poison gas or nerve agent. Then there's crimes against humanity, which is a step down from genocide. This is the systematic or widespread crimes directed at civilians in war or in peace, and certainly the repression of the Shia in 1991 and again in 1999 in southern Iraq would qualify. And then there are war crimes. These are laws of war that have been codified since the early 20th century. These include things like attacking civilians, the use of poison gas, plundering private property or public property. And the war against the invasion of Kuwait by Saddam Hussein and, of course, the war with Iran where poison gas was used could both qualify as such.
We've heard these charges and certainly read them in news accounts, but is there actual accumulated evidence that could be used in a court of law to support these charges?
Actually, there are literally tons of evidence. The Kurds got hold of 18 tons of documents. The Ba'ath Party, typical of many dictatorships, were meticulous record keepers. And when the Kurds overran parts of northern Iraq during the first Gulf War in 91, they got a hold of these documents, which listed in incredible detail some of the human rights violations. And this evidence was shipped to the United States, and it's been gone through by Human Rights Watch and U.S. Officials. I've talked to some of them, and they say that there are not only documented evidence of war crimes and genocide, but audio tapes and videotapes as well. And then there are defectors who over the years have left Iraq and have carried with them eyewitness stories about many of the top leaders committing crimes against humanity and other crimes, including Saddam Hussein himself.
Is this evidence the sort of thing that goes directly to Saddam Hussein, or might he say, well, you know, I can't keep track of what every unit out in the field is doing. I didn't know that they were actually doing these kinds of things.
Well, that's always a problem, is drawing the line from the action in the field to the man at the top. This has been a problem, for example, with Slobodan Milosevic. And in the case of Saddam Hussein, though, human rights experts say it's fairly clear that there's no question that he was the man in charge. And that it would be quite difficult for him to say that these were renegades, they were not acting under my rule, because the documentary evidence shows that this was a very systematic and methodic use of power and abuse of power in Iraq.
So if you get this trial going, the United States or the coalitions is going to try Saddam Hussein, who is going to try him? And what kind of a court? Is there an existing court in Iraq, or does the United States have a court it's ready to use?
There is the beginnings of a court in Iraq. Just last week, the governing council, the Iraqi governing council, did set up a tribunal, and it borrows a great deal from the documents I've seen from international law, from the laws regarding genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. However, it's a strictly Iraqi court. It calls for Iraqi judges, Iraqi prosecutors, with the caveat that they will consult international experts if they need to, and they will also hold back the possibility of also trying people under Iraqi law. This has a lot of people concerned, especially international human rights experts, who say that they're a little worried that the Iraqis may not have the experience and sophistication to do a what is normally a very complex type of prosecution. But it looks so far that it will be an all-Iraqi effort.
There are a lot of international claims against Saddam Hussein as well. Iran, I think, says it would like to get a chance at him. Kuwait certainly has charges to press against him. And leaders in Europe are calling for international courts to try him. What about an international tribunal?
There is a model for an international tribunal. Obviously, there's the Hague Tribunal, in which the former members of Slobodan Milosevic's Serbian party and government are being tried. That's not likely to work in Iraq. That's a court outside of Yugoslavia, and it's run by jurists who are not Yugoslavian or Serbian. It's not likely that the Iraqis will stand for that. They'll want their own. The other possible model is one in Sierra Leone, where there's an international tribunal that's been active for about a year and a half. It has a mix of Sierra Leone jurists as well as international jurists and prosecutors. And this is what many in the international community would like to see. But still, it's not looking as if that will happen unless something changes in the next couple of months.
From Washington, NPR's Christopher Joyce. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.